the carpet. I was tired of having wet feet. A wet spare mattress seemed less important, but as the winter stretched on, it was hard not to see a metaphor in that pathetic almost man, especially on those nights that I couldn't sleep. But I was done finding metaphors everywhere. Maybe I should start here. There aren't a lot of benefits to being framed for murder. Once I would have told you that meeting Charlotte Holmes was the only good thing that came out of that mess, but that was my former self speaking, the one who mythologized that girl until I couldn't see the person beneath the story I'd made up. If I couldn't see her for what she was, what she'd been all along, then I'd had trouble seeing myself clearly as well. It's not an uncommon delusion, the one I had, the great big destiny delusion, that your life is a story that twists and turns its way up to a narrative precipice, a climax, the moment where you'll make the hard decision, defeat the villain, finally prove yourself worthy, leave some kind of mark on the world. Maybe it started when I read my great-great-great-grandfather's story about Sherlock Holmes going over the Reichenbach Falls after finally vanquishing the evil Professor Moriarty. A great sacrifice made by a great man. To defeat great evil, Holmes had to give himself. I studied the final problem like I'd studied all the others, using those tales to cobble together an instruction manual for adventure and duty and friendship, the way any kid looks for models, and then I'd clung to those ideas for years longer than I should have. Because there aren't any textbook villains out there. There aren't any heroes. There was Sherlock Holmes, who faked his own death and reappeared 3 years later like nothing had happened, expecting to be welcomed with open arms. There were selfish people, and there were those of us who yoked ourselves to them out of a misplaced sense of loyalty. I knew now that it was stupid, the way I'd obsessed so much over the past, not just my own ancestry, but over the recent past, the months I'd spent with my own Holmes. I'd lost too much time over it, over her. I was done. I was changing. Butterflies, chrysalises, whatever. I was building one. I was going to emerge from it a more realistic Jamie Watson. At first, it was hard to stick to the plan. When I'd gotten back to Sherringford from the Holmes's estate, I'd found myself more than once on the fourth floor of the sciences building without any real memory of taking myself there. In the end, it didn't matter. I could have knocked on the door of 442 as long as I wanted. I wouldn't have gotten an answer. It didn't take long for me to decide that moping wasn't doing me any good. I had to take stock, on paper. Instead of making a story out of it the way I'd done in the past, I'd be objective. What had happened to me since the day Lee Dobson turned up dead in his room? What were the facts? The bad. Dead friends, dead enemies, utter betrayal, widespread suspicion, heartbreak, concussions, kidnappings, my nose broken so many times that I was beginning to look like a two-bit boxer, or like a librarian who'd been violently mugged. The good? My father and I were on speaking terms now. I was beating him at cell phone Scrabble. As for my mother, well, not a lot of good there either. She'd called the other night to tell me she was dating someone new. "It's nothing serious, Jamie," she'd said, but the hesitancy in her voice suggested that, in fact, it was. That she was afraid I'd bite back with the same resentment I had for my father way back when I was a child, when he'd met and married Abigail, my stepmother. "Even if it is serious," I'd said to my mom, "especially if it is, I'm happy for you."
"Okay."
A pause, then,
"He's Welsh, very kind. I told him you were a writer, and he said he'd like to read some of your stories. He doesn't know how dark they are, but I imagine he'd like them anyway."
Those stories that I wrote, the ones that were all about my own life, they weren't stories at all, and my mother knew it. She just couldn't bring herself to say it aloud. Weirdly enough, that was the last straw. Not the list of pros and cons, but the realization that the months I'd been friends with Charlotte Holmes were so depressing my mother was handing out content warnings.